Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
Good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line for Political Coffee, the show where we talk about the political issues of the day that really do impact your life. But there's hope. Hope that you can use those political issues of the day in intelligent and persuasive conversations with the persuadable in your world, whatever world that is. It's the whole goal of the show. What are we talking about today? Well, the yo-yo of Kate Brown moving counties into extreme risk, shutting down businesses, and moving them out of extreme risk, opening them back up again. It continues. She moves 15 counties from extreme risk back to high risk. She allows restaurants to open up and gyms to have more people in them. Oh, goody. Do you suppose this might have anything to do? Just kidding. I'm just seriously. Anything to do with that little story that came out yesterday? Well, a couple of stories. Gubernatorial candidate Stan Pulliam, Republican. So he's going to sue Kate in federal court. Produce the evidence, Kate. Produce the science, especially with restaurants, whom your own director of OHA says, they only account for like 2 to 3% of these COVID infections. You think you're going to win that one in federal court? Probably not, Kate. Oh, and the sanctuary county for common sense. And then the revolt against a bunch of county leaders, including our Marion County commissioners. Good for them, by the way. Yamhill County saying, we want the authority to do this, Kate. Because what you're doing is just nothing more than, well, it's just arbitrary. It's just political. That's all it is, right? Or is it? Is it based on science? We're going to talk about that. Also going to talk about this bill that passed the help wildfire victims. And then, of course, as we knew would happen, Oregon OSHA decided, even though they got 60,000 comments against doing this versus like a few hundred comments saying, yeah, it's a good idea. Even though they got 60,000, they decided to make permanent Kate's masking and distancing rules for employers. And then they'll review it every couple of months, and then they'll, when the emergency is passed, they'll go ahead and decide to repeal it. Right. Now, we knew this was going to happen, so what do you think about all of that? Kate Brown's COVID yo-yo, which just destroys small businesses. And then Oregon OSHA just deciding, we're gonna make this rule permanent. And then when we, the bureaucrats, say, yeah, it's safe to come into the water, well, we'll let you come into the water again. Isn't that so nice of them? Also, at the bottom of this hour, we're going to talk to Marion County Fire Chief, District 1, Kyle McMahon. Kyle's going to join us, talk about the local option levy that's coming up on the ballot. And this is something that I support, and I'll tell you why. Because first of all, it wasn't you were already paying it last year. Did you know that? You were. You were already paying it last year, and it went away because it wasn't renewed. We're going to talk about the impacts of that. We're going to talk about how you have an opportunity to fix that at a lower rate, but how it's important to you. That's at the bottom of the hour. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. If you want to call and talk today, it's easy. you just pick up the phone. 503-589-1220, again, Power Buick GMC Talk Line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at kslm.news. And Avis, thank you for lots of great emails, as you always do, as along with Timothy and others, about the Oregon OSHA rules being permanent. Yep, that is true. And then I got an email from Ben about, well, it's titled, Kate the Gestapo. Oh, goody. Says, hello, Jeff. I can only listen to one podcast a day, and that happens to be your thought-provoking radio show. Thank you, by the way. That's very kind of you to say that. He said, I find it the most informative information that matters to Oregonians. Yesterday's shows were downright anger-provoking, with Kate Brown and her Gestapo seizing and punishing local businesses for staying open and then allowing her state-run gambling ring to stay afloat. Destroying businesses in the state is fine until it comes to her legal squandering ring that probably destroys just as many lives as COVID does. We're in dangerous time when the churches are closed and the slots are still open. Yeah, that's true. We are in dangerous times for that to happen. But something that you should have great confidence in is your opportunity to go visit Wilsonville Auto Repair. Mr. Transmission. Now, they do a lot more than just transmissions, friends. And if you go to their website, Wilsonville, MrTMileX.com, Wilsonville, MrTMileX.com, you'll see all the other things that they do that can make your car, well, just make you feel safe about your car. I was talking to my mother last night about this. She lives over in Prineville, and I'm going to see her this weekend, but she's worried about a number of things on her car. And having a place that she can go, that she's not going to get ripped off, is really important. It's important to me, and I bet it's important to you. For anybody, whether it's you by yourself or maybe you have a mom or somebody else. At any rate, Wilsonville Auto Repair, Mr. Transmission Mile X, Mr. T, Wilsonville, MrTMileX.com. That's the website, Wilsonville, MrTMileX.com. Read the great testimonials of people who've been treated right. And look at all the great stuff they can do for you, including a free automotive performance check. Wilsonville, MrTMileX.com. To the phones, let's go to Kathy. Kathy, good morning. What do you say today?
Good morning. Okay, so this yo-yo thing. I was listening to the news reporting about this and how everybody's going to be locked down again for, I don't remember what they were reporting, but then the Sandy mayor started a lawsuit against her along with other businesses, and the reporter kept saying, we've reached out to Governor Brown's office, but they haven't returned our calls or they haven't said anything. So now we wake up and it's all over. She's just not very bright. She doesn't seem to have any confidence in her own judgments. Am I explaining this correctly?
Well, you're explaining how you view this. I would suggest to you to view this a little bit differently. Kate Brown is nothing more. You're right. First of all, she's not very bright, but she is a dedicated communist. She is dedicated to the idea of her way is the only way for everyone because she believes in communism. And so, based on that, she's a pure political animal. She realizes the date. First of all, she can read the polls, how high her negative ratings are, as high as any Oregon governor ever. And she could then see the lawsuit by Stan Polium that you referenced and Baker City declaring that they are a sanctuary against her lockdown ideas.
Oh, that's right.
Right. So she can see all of this happening. This is nothing more than a pure political move. That's why it is. Yes, that's the yo-yo. And all it's going to do, you hit on it. Your impression is that this is just dumb. It's bad.
Yeah.
You get it. You're not alone. A lot of other people do too. And it's not going to help her. That's the thing.
Yay!
Well, it's not going to help any Democrat. Now, again, Republicans have to have the common sense, Kathy, to persuade the persuadable voters. Look who's doing this to you. This is the Democrat Party. They don't want freedom for you. They want you locked down wearing a mask forever.
I'm trying.
They want this yo-yo to continue forever.
Yeah. She wants to watch us jump through the hoop.
Yeah, she does. And you know what? She has great confidence that the liberal mainstream media and the woke left and Black Lives Matter and that Republicans will cower in the corner or can be bought off. That she's not going to be held accountable.
That's very disturbing about conservatives being bought off, but I guess we just didn't know who we were voting for. Or we thought we knew, but anyway, that's all I wanted to say.
All right. Thanks, Kathy. I appreciate it. Thanks also to Anne Marie, who just sent me a text message. It's a picture of a particular Republican lady lawmaker that I know here in Oregon. And it says, the picture, she's on the floor of the House of Representatives with kind of a what look on her face? It says, Kate Brown announcing counties flip-flopping risk levels. And then at the bottom it says, welcome to Oregon, where nothing makes sense. Yeah, that's right. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. When we come back from the break, we'll talk with Art. Remember, at the bottom of the hour, Marion County Fire District Fire Chief Kyle McMahon going to join us to talk about why you should consider replacing the levy that expired that shut down fire stations. We'll have that with him. By the way, I also want to remind you that Freedom Heating and Air is another one of our great sponsors. They can make your life better. Today's going to be like 85. And you know, if your air conditioning system is not going to keep up and you know it isn't, you need to call them. Ask them to come out and fix it or figure out how to make your life better. That's freedomheatingandair.net. That's their website. Go to their website. Check it out. freedomheatingandair.net. They can help you live a better life. By the way, Dwight, thank you for the great the photo of the Derek Chauvin juror wearing the George Floyd T-shirt that says, get your knee off our necks. By the way, folks, did you see that Derek Chauvin's defense counsel has asked for a new trial because of that very thing? Hello. We'll see if the judge has the courage. 620, back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 22 minutes past the top of the hour. Great to have you with us, friends. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. In a moment, we will go to that talk line and talk to Art, but if you want to send me an email, and I will do my best to try to read it on the air if you get it to me in time before the end of the show, like Corby just did, you can send it to Jeff at KSLM.news. or Jeff at 1220.am. Corby writes, about OSHA. Why can't we go after OSHA and Kate for working outside their jurisdiction? I am not an employee when I go into a business. It's not their place to police private citizens. Maybe I'm wrong. I can't seem to get any traction out of it. No, you're not. You're not wrong at all. This is why, apparently, in fact, who was it? Somebody asked me, maybe it's on KSLM. Somebody asked me if I was, apparently there's some kind of a, where is that? Apparently there's going to be some kind of a silent protest this on the 7th, I guess on Friday, at an OSHA official's home. I don't know. I can't find that. I know I read it earlier. Donna, I hate it when I do that. Anyway, look, if you want to, you got to remember, OSHA inspectors are public employees. They're still human beings. They don't like it when people stand outside of their home, even a silent protest with signs saying, and now don't block their driveway, by the way, and don't walk up to their, don't trespass, but do stand on the sidewalk or in the street. They don't like that. That puts a little pressure on them. They also have discretion as bureaucrats. They do. They don't have to come down hard on people. Now they've got bosses and they have to answer to those bosses, which answer to Kate Brown. I get that. But remember this, and that's why, and again, I don't know where this is, and again, I wish I could find that. Even if somebody knows where this is, where it's being planned, let me know. I mean, I'll put it out there. I'm absolutely right there. Anyway, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Marion County Fire District Chief Kyle McMahon joins us at the bottom of the hour. I got to talk to Art. Art, good morning. Go.
Oh, yes. Support our firefighters.
You got it.
They got a rough job, put their life in danger to protect us. Anyways, so yeah. Crazy Kate is at it again. That woman ain't got the brains that God gave a piss at. The poor restaurants who now have to readjust their employee schedule, probably have to hopefully get enough product to survive the weekend because Mother's Day is Sunday. And of course, when you got people dining in, you got to have the people to serve them. And my heart goes out to the restaurants. Of course, you know, my son works for a local establishment. And he goes, Dad, we got to redo the employee stuff, et cetera, et cetera. And Kate doesn't care at all. In fact, one of her motivating factors, oh, hey, this is a great opportunity for us to get more money on the gross receipts tax. Because the more they gross, the more we make. I'll tell you what, Jeff, I am totally disgusted with that woman, and she's got to go, no doubt about it. Anyways, I did want to also mention, listen to Dan Bongino's show last night, and he was talking about how we got to get more engaged like the Democrats and be proactive in protesting, et cetera, et cetera. And it, of course, he didn't downgrade the people that are already doing it, but we have to get more people engaged. Otherwise, we're going to continue to get rolled over by the Democrats. So, last but not least, Bo Smith's coming out to give me his bid on my yard projects today, Jeff, and I'm really excited about it. We need to support all the people who support the radio station. And so, get engaged, everybody. Hold Kate accountable. And OSHA, They're only following the orders from Dictator Kate, and we get a good governor, we won't have the problems that we're having now. By the way, when are you going to introduce your candidate?
Well, I got a conference call with him today. We're still working on that. You know, there's a lot to introducing a, really been preparing a governor's run statewide. I mean, you have to really put a lot of things in motion prior to making that announcement. So we will. It's coming. It's just, you know, little delays here and there, and it is what it is. But once we get started, you'll all be very pleased. Thank you, Art. I appreciate it. And thank you, by the way, Art, for purposefully patronizing one of our advertisers on this radio station, Bo Smith. Friends, it really does mean a lot. I mean, some of these advertisers take heat because they advertise on this radio station. Because the woke crowd, the left, they listen. I mean, I get emails every now and then from the crazy left. It's no doubt that they listen, and they know who's advertising on this show, and they get organized, and they make their lives miserable. That's why when you do business, just say, hey, thanks for advertising on KSLM. We appreciate it. We know that sometimes you get pushback against that. Thank you. Man, that goes such a long way. It just does, friends. And Eric Azer at Righteous Renovations is another one of those great customers of ours. He gives us money for me to tell you and for you to hear his own words about what advertising on this station has done for his business, but more importantly, how he can be a blessing in your life. Go to RighteousRenovations.com. Check out all of the great things that he can do to make your home or your business a better place. RighteousRenovations.com. 6:30, back in a moment with Marion County Fire District Chief Kyle McMahon.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
24 minutes of the top of the hour. Great to have you with us today, friends. Joining us right now is Marion County Fire District Number 1 Chief Kyle McMahon. Chief, great to have you with us today. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you for having me on. I appreciate the time.
So, friends, most of you know that I spent nearly 30 years in the fire service, and very proud of that service, because it is one of the ways, especially on the volunteer side, where you give back to your community. And it's so important, because, you know, if you've ever had an emergency and you've had to call 911 and you need firefighters or paramedics to show up, and they don't show up, or they don't show up in time, it's incredibly distressing to you personally. And people's lives and your property are at stake. So also are your insurance rates. You might want to be reminded of that. In fact, thanks to one of the people that I know sent me a text about that. Because you know what? If they're closing fire stations like Marion County had to do, that affects your insurance rates. So, Chief, you have a levy on the ballot coming up here that replaces a one that was not renewed, and it replaces it at a lower rate. Is that correct?
That is correct. Up until last year, we had a 71 cent per thousand of assessed value local option levy in place. It was not renewed last year, so after a hard look with the board of directors and looking out for our community, we lowered that to a bare bones 59 cents per thousand local option levy that's on the ballot for May 18th.
Okay, so Because the other one wasn't renewed, what happened?
When that was not renewed, we lost $2.4 million worth of operating revenue. We closed two fire stations in the LaBiche area and McClay areas of our community, and then had to lay off 12 firefighter paramedics and shut down all of our dedicated engine companies. So what that did is had switched everybody to three stations, and then staffed additionally with our volunteers, where the crews would take the engine or the medic unit, depending on the type of the call, but not both. So we went from 5.5 staffed units, 24 hours a day, down to 3.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Well, I could tell you, I mean, you've been in this business a long time, and one of the things that is most disturbing is when it, you know, if you're calling 911 and it takes forever for somebody to get there, it bad things happen, but it's the anxiety aspect of that also. And some of this is really related to the fact that people want to know when they call 911 that you guys are going to be able to show up and that you're going to be able to show up in time to make a difference in an emergency in their lives. So why do you think that, given that a lot of people kind of get that, why do you think that the levy wasn't renewed previously?
Historically, we've had very good community support, and even now we have very good community support generally. I think probably the biggest thing was the COVID-related pandemic, shutdowns, slowdowns, whatever you want to call it. People were out of work. They had uncertainty last year. Kids were out of school. They had to protect themselves. And, you know, when bad things start to happen or you get uncertain, you want to take care of yourself and preserve that. And, you know, when we're asking to renew taxes, people don't like to pay a lot of taxes. So I think that played a big part.
Yeah, well, it always does. So this is at a lower rate. So how were you able to come back with a levy that is lower than the one that failed previously? I mean, how are you able to manage that? Because that's part of what you do, is managing the costs in your fire district. So what were you able to achieve to make that happen?
So we looked at it as a liability and risk to the public and to our firefighters. We want to keep our firefighters and paramedics safe, and we want to keep the community safe. So we knew that we had two levies, referrals to the voters that didn't pass, even at what would have been a renewal rate of 71 cents. So let's go bare bones. No new apparatus, no rainy day funds, no savings or anything. What does it take to put one dedicated engine company into service so there's always an engine company? Because six or seven hours of each day, we are relying 100% of our volunteers, which they all have jobs, so they're not around a lot, or outside agencies when all of our units, staffed units, are out of service. This engine company will bridge that gap and guarantee that we always have at least somebody in the district. So we went, what can we get by? That 59 cents won't bring us back to what we were a year ago or 2 years ago, but it mitigates that risk for the public.
Yeah, I mean, that's everything. I mean, that's the one thing in my years that I served on the Sublimity Fire Board was knowing that when people feel assured that their fire department is really doing the very best with every penny that they have, they're willing to step up to the plate. I mean, that just seems to be, you know, what I heard all of those years. I served almost 17 years on the Sublimity Fire Board. So, you know, we went through some of these same things. So, all right. So, again, on May 18th, Marion County Fire District 1 is asking the voters for a lowered rate of 59 cents per thousand. And how long will that go for again?
And that's 5 years. So that'll give us some stability for 5 years to evaluate and see you know, what we need, even though call volume's increasing. You know, 5 years, you're locked at that 59 cent per thousand rate of assessed value, not your real market value, which could be different for those nine emergency responders and one dedicated engine company.
Nine emergency responders and one dedicated engine company.
Yep.
I mean, that's, well, for some people's lives, that could be the difference.
Yep.
Truly. You know,
it
and
is.
You know, the thing that we always talk about in the fire service is that golden hour, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the sooner you get out there, I mean, I remember when my father's heart was crashing, literally, and, you know, we live out in the country, 5 miles from Halsey Rural Fire Department, and, you know, they got their guys out there immediately, and then the ambulance showed up a few minutes later, and they were, you know, they were already assisting his heart, and then ultimately on the way to the hospital, his heart just crashed. It just stopped entirely. And they got it back going again, and ultimately that was a pacemaker. But my point is the fact that they were able to show up quickly and start the process of prepping him for transport and making sure he didn't go into cardiac arrest at that time, it just meant everything to us.
Yeah, you know, time, and, you know, you talk about the golden hour. We also talk about time as muscle when you're having a heart attack or a stroke or in that cardiac arrest. Every minute that you're without oxygen, your survivability goes down 10%. Fire doubles every 30 seconds. That's why seconds matter. That's why you want somebody there quickly to intervene. And
yeah,
our response times. Our response times have increased over a minute since last year when we had to shut down our engine companies.
Oh,
a
man.
Minute.
And that's an eternity in this business. I mean, it is. It just is. Chief, how can one of the things you've been doing is you've been going out and talking to people about this. How, if somebody wants you to come talk to their group about this, how do they get in touch with you?
So you can call my office line, 503-585-588-6535, or they can email me at kylem, K-Y-L-E-M, at mcfd1.com, and I can come out and we can do the whole social distancing thing, or I have a presentation that I can do virtually over Zoom or Microsoft Teams, or you can call me and we can chat. Always.
Folks, the number to call, Chief Kyle's, his office number is 503-588-6535.
Okay.
Email is kylem at mcfd1.com. Chief, wish you the best with this, truly. It's so important what you guys do. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate your time and support.
You bet. Kyle McMahon, Fire Chief, Marion County Fire District 1. Again, you have an option before you as Marion County voters here coming up on the 18th. And I just got my ballot in the mail yesterday. This is your opportunity to make sure that you get the benefit and your friends and neighbors get the benefit for $4.92 a month. I mean, that's by the time you buy a latte, that's it. Okay. $4.92 a month. I mean, it's a really good thing. So I urge you to please support Marion County Fire District 1. Support your own friends and neighbors. This is truly important. Chief, thank you so much. Be blessed out there, okay? Stay safe.
Thank you.
All right, it's 647 503-589 1220 is the Power of Buick GMC Talk Line. And somebody, who was it, just sent me an email. Corby sent me an email said Freedom Heating and Air. I keep meaning to say I used Freedom Heating and Air last week. Great people all the way around in the office and in the field. They're very knowledgeable and they're great to work with. I will be using them all the time now. Thank you, Corby. I really appreciate that. Folks, coming up on 6:48 in the morning, 503-589-1220 is that Power of Buick GMC Talk Line. If you want to comment on any of the things we're talking about today. Be right back.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. We're going to go right to the phones to our next caller. Caller, good morning. Who are you? And what do you have to say today?
This is Darby, and I'm just hoping you'll give the phone number of Freedom Heating, Eating, and Air so I can write it down. I don't have a computer. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Bye.
I will do that right now. Freedomheatingandair.net, freedomheatingandair.net, and come on, computer, come on, there we go. It is Freedom Heating and Air in Salem is 503-580-1456, 580-1456, great company. Great company. The legislature did the right thing yesterday. You're probably not used to hearing me say that. But look, what's the old saying? Even a blind squirrel finds a nut, or a broken clock is right twice a day. Even the legislature can do something right. I say that with tongue in cheek because, as you know, I served 8 years in the House of Representatives. Anyway, they passed unanimously a bill to help wildfire victims rebuild more quickly. And it passed unanimously. Republicans and Democrats came together finally to do something right. And by the way, this is a Channel 16 KMTR out of Eugene story. Because as you know, the wildfires just didn't affect us up the Sandy M Canyon. McKenzie River outside of Springfield, heading east towards Bend, just devastating. Blue River, Vida. I was up there on Thursday and Friday and Saturday. And as it is with the canyon here in Sandy M Canyon, you drive up there through Mill City Gates and up to Detroit, and your heart just breaks to see the devastation. And it did. As I was driving up the McKenzie River Highway, and I just, again, I was filled with that tremendous sense of loss for people. Well, this bill, House Bill 2289, quote, will remove barriers in the permitting process and allow property owners to rebuild with reasonable alterations to the previous structure without needing to go back through the entire permitting process, unquote. No, that's the right thing to do. The reason that this, now, believe it or not, you might find this hard to believe, but there are people who oppose this. I am not kidding you. Some of them are bureaucrats who have a very bureaucratic, Kate Brown, tyrannical kind of mindset. There are some, and there are others, however, who are bureaucrats who get this and understand that and are just frustrated as you and I are. And maybe some of them are these OSHA people that are having to enforce Kate's COVID lockdown rules, the yo-yo. Well, there are also citizens groups who don't like this. There are land use watchdog groups all over the state, not just Thousand Friends of Oregon, but others. They also don't like this. And they are quietly fighting behind the scenes to stop the rebuilding because they think that anything that spoils Mother Nature's wonderful beauty is evil. They do. Now, the reason that this goes past those people, and there are some Democrat lawmakers that believe what those people, they are radical leftists. They believe what the radical left groups think. You shouldn't be able to rebuild. Period. And then if you do, you got to go through the whole process and you got to update everything. Blah, 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 blah. That's what they think. They did not win the day in this argument. You know why? It's what we keep talking about, friends. The thing that Republicans are the worst at, and that is emotionalizing the arguments powerfully. The fact that not one Democrat voted against this, with all the Marxists, and there are some true Marxists in the Oregon legislature, House and Senate. The fact that not one of them voted against, well, the Senate hasn't voted on it yet. Okay, but my prediction is that nobody will. The fact that nobody's going to vote against this bill tells you what? And again, this is not rocket science, folks. It tells you that the power of this emotional issue, the visuals of this, are incredible. They move people emotionally. This is the right thing to do. And if you're having conversations with people that are persuadable in your world, talk about this being the right thing to do. Talk about the legislature finally coming together to do something. Now, you hear me constantly talk about how Republicans should have walked out. The argument against them walking out is that, well, we wouldn't have passed a bill like this. Yes, you would have. Because when you walked out, you would have stopped everything. Then you had the power and the leverage to begin negotiating. And you could have negotiated your way back into the building with this bill. Why? Because it is so powerfully emotional. And Republicans could have done a win-win. Oh, yeah, the Democrats would have accused them of saying, no, you're not helping all of these poor people that have been burned out of their homes. You're so awful and evil, you don't care about them. You're a Republican. That's what they would be saying. And Republicans would come back with the emotional message. Yes, we do care, and we are going to do this, but you need to understand we're not going to let you buy us off with $4 million in the Senate and $2 million in the House, because we're going to stand up against your tyranny that takes away our God-given right to defend ourselves with a gun and a whole lot of other things you want to do. We are standing up for our people, and we'll get it done. And if you don't agree with us and let us have leverage in the negotiations to come back in the building, nothing's going to happen. And you get the blame too. Now, Republicans ought to have the courage to go stand out in front of the Capitol and say that stuff, right? With all the news cameras rolling. They ought to have the smarts to do it. But they don't. Because they have no courage. This is why you need to pray for them to have their eyes open and that they will develop a titanium spine and start doing the right things. Because Fred Girard has the opportunity, along with the other five rhinos, to walk out and stop the compromise Senate Bill 554, and it's only one of many, and still negotiate his way back in to get his $4 million for his constituents. He still has the opportunity to do the right thing. Number one, you need to pray that he will open his eyes. And then secondly, you need to sign the Fred Girard recall petition. Do it if you live in his district. Put the pressure on him. He needs it. Keep believing, friends. Keep fighting for what's right. Keep praying. America's worth saving. Your world, my world, is worth saving. We can do it together. See you tomorrow.